This evening, the title of my sermon is The Name Jesus. The Name Jesus. And we're just going to turn to one verse of the scripture, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. This is when the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. And we read in verse 21, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." This evening we shall be looking at people's names, but in particular we shall be looking at the name of Jesus, the name which is above every name. First of all, though, there are a multitude of reasons why people are given a name. I don't have time to go through too many. I've just thought of a few reasons why you might have been given a name. For example, a decision may have been taken to give a baby boy the same name as his father. These things happen. Certainly, they used to happen quite a lot. Maybe a baby is named after a famous football player or a famous movie star. I think my own name had something to do with my mother's love for a certain actor by the name of Glenn Ford, who was 10 years her senior. And during my stint in the army, I was given various, shall we say, colourful names that I won't bother to mention. I know that when it came to choosing names for my own two daughters, my wife and I were keen to choose biblical names. Additionally, I was keen to choose names that I thought would be very difficult to abbreviate. When we look at our verse for consideration this evening in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the Lord, Jehovah God, through his angel, said to Joseph, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." This was the will of God the Father, that the baby that shall be born of a virgin shall be given the name Jesus.